To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Haley May. More Coloradans are getting sick with the respiratory virus RSV, it's according to the State Health Department. The rate of tests coming back positive is in the double digits. Pediatric cases account for most of those hospitalized. Another virus, the flu, caused more than 850 hospitalizations around Christmas, but the figure has dropped every week since to about 100. A Colorado State University professor teamed up with the researchers around the world to create a guide for parents and coaches on concussions. Researchers say there isn't always a trained medical person at kids' sporting events. CSU's Jacqueline Stevens says the first step after a player is hit in the head or trunk is to look for certain signs.
You might see that the person has some confusion, some clumsiness, balance problems. If you talk to them, they might have some acute memory loss, so they might not know where they are.
Steven says the guidance is available to the public online. It also includes updated protocols for recovering from concussions. Traffic accidents are way down in Glenwood Canyon during this unusually dry winter. From October to the end of January, CSP investigated 30 collisions in between mile markers 116 and 133 in the canyon. A year before, the same stretch saw 65 crashes. Captain Jared Rapp says his agency tried to reduce accidents by stepping up patrols and using an algorithm to lower the speed limit during dangerous conditions.
I believe the largest contributor this winter is the fewer snowstorms.
Colorado's snowpack sits at about half of normal for this time of year. It's another warm and mostly sunny day across much of Colorado today. Denver tops out near 67, Fort Collins near 65, and the Springs at 68. This is CPR News and KRCC.